Okay, our friends. So today we are reading you a classic piece of literature. It is a very important and vital piece for all good readers. It is called A Fly Went By. This story was written by Mike McClintock. It's illustrated by Fritz Seibel.
Wait.
Yeah?
Why are you reading it when readers should be reading it, not you?
Good point. Why don't we go halfsies on it? I read one page, you read the next. Oh, you walked into that one. Let's do it. Today's story is read by Mommy and...
I'm a toy shapeshifter and I can become a cat.
Oh boy. A shapeshifter. Ugh, I knew that there would come a day when you would be one. And now is the day.
Meow.
Are you ready, my little changeling?
Meow.
Here we go. In the picture, we see a boy. He's sitting in a boat. It says, I sat by the lake. I looked at the sky. And as I looked, a fly went by.
A fly went by. He said, oh dear. I saw him shake. He shook with fear.
And when I saw that fly go past, I asked him why he went so fast. I asked him why he shook with fear. I asked him why he said, oh dear. He said, I must get out of here.
The fly said, look, and you will see that frog. That frog is after me.
The fly went past. The frog came fast. Because, of course, frogs eat flies, don't they? Yeah.
I asked him, why? Why do you want to get that fly?
The frog said, me? I want no fly, but I must hop, and this is why.
That cat, he said, just look and see that cat. That cat, he said, is after me.
Because cats, I guess, eat frogs? I don't know. Then he was gone with one big hop. The cat ran up and I said, stop! Now stop, stop, stop! I told the cat, do not pick on the frog like that.
The cat said, look, I want no frog. I have to get away from...
I wonder what's going to be on the next page. So the fly ran away in fear of the frog, who ran from the cat, who ran from the dog.
One ran from the other. The other ran too from one who came after. Now what could I do?
And we can see the frog. Or we can see the fly and the frog and the cat and the dog, and it is quite a chain, isn't it? Away past the lake went the fly and the frog. Away past the lake ran the cat and the dog.
And then they went past the shed and went up a hill. I ran and I said, I will stop them, I will. The fly does not know that the frog is not mad. The frog does not know the cat is not bad. The cat runs in fear of the dog, I can tell. If I can stop him, then it will all be well.
I ran a lot. I ran so fast. I came up to the dog at last. Now stop, I said. You are the one who did all this. Why do you run? Why do you want to bite that cat? Oh, you are bad to be like that.
The dog said, no, that is not so. I want no cat. The cat can go. I do not want to bite the cat. I want to run away from that.
Oh, what is he running away from?
That pig.
That pig, said he. Look back and see. She likes to bite. And she wants me.
So The fly ran away in fear of the frog, who ran from the cat, who ran from the dog.
The dog ran away in fear of the pig. My, she was mad. And was she big? This is a very big-looking pig.
I said to the pig, "So you are the one in the back of all this. Now why do you run? Why should a pig fight a dog?" I said. "And why are you mad? Are you out of your head?"
The pig said,
"I am not out of my head. See what is after me? Look,"
she said.
"That cow hit me," said the pig. "Those things on her head are big." So the pig ran past fast. The cow ran up, and the little cow too. I said, "Now what got into you? Do not pick on the pig, you two."
Why would cows pick on pigs? This is just getting silly. The cow said,
"Pig, the pig can go. That is not why we run. Oh no, but someone bad has made us run. He wants to kill my little one."
I asked the cow, "Who wants to kill your little one?" "Why, no one will."
Who do you think might want to kill her little one? The cow said,
"Look, up on the hill, the fox is there. He comes to kill."
The cow and the little cow ran past, all full of fear. They ran past fast.
So the fly ran away in fear of the frog, who ran away from the cat, who ran away from the dog, who ran away from the pig, and now the pig ran away in fear of a cow.
Nope, try that again. Who ran from the cat?
Who ran from the cat, who ran from the dog. The dog ran away from the pig, and now the pig ran away in fear of a cow.
They came to the woods, and there was a tent, but they did not stop. In and out, they all went. At last came the fox, so he was the one who made them all fear and made them all run. Yes, he was the one who was bad. I could tell. If I could stop him, then all would be well.
I told the fox, "Oh, shame on you. Oh, shame, shame, shame. For what you do, you want to kill a little cow. You stop or I will whip you now."
The fox said,
"Now, what did I do? Why do you say, 'Oh, shame on you'?
I tell you, I would never kill that little cow. I never will."
The fox said, "This is why I ran back into the woods. I saw a man. He had a gun. He wants to get me. Let me run."
So the fly ran away in fear of the dog, who ran from the cat, who ran from the dog. The dog and the pig and the cows, they all ran. And then came the fox, who ran from the man.
They came to a house, and they went down the hall. And then they went out, and there was a big wall. But that did not stop them. Oh no, not at all.
They just pushed through a wall. In the picture, my friends, we can see a brick wall. A massive brick wall that they just plowed right through.
What's up in the pig?
You think? Yeah.
Yeah, the pig goes.
Pigs are powerful.
So, frog.
Mm-hmm.
Bonk.
Mm-hmm. Jumped over it.
Bonk.
Yeah.
Dog bonk. Mm. And then pig.
They ran and they ran and they came to a town. They went up one way and then they went down. They went up one way and then down another. And they ran one after another.
They came to a bank. But they did not stop. They went in the bank with a jump and a hop. With a jump and a hop, they ran in. And then they went out the back way and ran on again.
My goodness, they must be exhausted. It's quite a bit of running. I ran as fast as I could run. I told the man, you are the one in back of this. You are the one who wants the fox. Put down your gun.
Fox? Fox? No, the man said. No, I saw no fox. I must go, for you should see. Yes, you should see the thing that now is after me.
My goodness, what could possibly be making a guy with a gun run? I'm so surprised. Let's see.
I didn't see it, said the man. I took my gun and then I ran, for I could hear it bump and thump. It was so bad it made me jump. It was so bad it made me fear. It was so big, it was so near. It must be 10 feet tall, he said. And big and fat and bad and red. Why, it can bite and kick and kill, and it will do it. Yes, it will. I hear it now. Come on, I say, for I must run and get away.
There's something chasing him, and it goes bump, and it goes thump. But he doesn't see what it is, so he just started running out of fear. Interesting. Let's see what it possibly might be. Ready?
Mm-hmm. The man ran past, fast, fast, fast. What did I hear? A bump and a thump. It was so bad, it made me jump. I was about to run away, but then I saw a thing, and say, it was not tall, it was not mad, it was not big, it was not bad. This thing that made them run and made them fear, was this the one?
Ooh, I wonder what this thing is. Here we go. It was a little sheep, so tame. It came to me and it was lame. I saw what made the bump and thump. I saw the thing that made me jump. The sheep said, look at this tin can. I cannot get it off. I ran for help. I saw a man. I went to him, but then he ran. Why did he run from me? I just want help, as you can see. It is pretty sad looking, this poor little lamb with a bucket on the back of its leg.
I said, I will get help for you, and I can help the others too. For now, I know just what to do.
Let's see. Oh, man, I called. Come back. Come here. This is a sheep. So have no fear. The sheep wants help, for it is lame. Come back. Come here. And then he came. See, the sheep can't walk properly because it has this bucket strapped to its leg. Yeah.
And then the man took off the can.
But still the others ran and ran. They did not know about the can. I had to call so they would hear. I had to tell them not to fear. I had to tell them all was well. And so I gave a great big yell.
Stop!
Wow. Well done.
Stop.
I said to them all, you must not run away. No one is after you. No one, I say. You all ran away, and now I know why. I sat by the lake, and there came a fly.
The fly ran away in fear of a frog, who ran from the cat, who ran from the dog. The dog ran away in fear of the pig, who ran from the cow. She was so big. The cow ran away from the fox, who ran as fast as he could in fear of the man. That man heard a thump, and away he ran. It was just as deep as an old tin can.
Oh my goodness. I looked at them all, and then I could tell they had no fear, and now all was well.
So they all went away. They all waved goodbye. So
I sat by the lake and looked at the sky. Wow, how relaxing for him, huh?
And the fly went by.
And that is.
And then the bookie starts again and again and again and again and again and again.
It's true, it's true. Hopefully that's the end of their story and they can all relax. And it is.
Bleh.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.